Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we do invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Every large-scale infrastructure project, from airports and bridges to trains and other transportation hubs, has millions of people passing through every day. How can they assure their structures are safe for the general public and all who pass through? The answer is by utilizing an infrastructure inspection agency who can ensure the projects are built as they are supposed to be and ensure they are as safe as possible. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Nagesh Goyal, the president and co-founder of AEIS, a leading infrastructure inspection agency based in New Jersey that works throughout New York City, the tri-state area, and nationally to help structure owners and builders create structures with greatest possible safety outcomes. Mr. Goyal, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
And we appreciate your time, really appreciate your coming out as well. Now, tell us about your career and how you founded AEIS, a testing, inspection, and certification company based in South Plainfield, New Jersey. Let's start there.
I've always had a strong interest in engineering and structures. I earned my bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering from Mangalore University, followed by graduate studies in metallurgical failure analysis and non-destructive testing from Indian Institute of Technology, Madras, India. Testing and inspection were my father's specialty as well. He started his company in India in the testing, inspection, and certification, TIC as they call it, sector, in 1970. After seeing his work over the years, increasing safety outcomes for clients in the testing and inspection industry became my passion as well. So after I completed my training in metallurgy, I worked for some EPC and some testing inspection companies in India, and then in the US when I came here in 1999. Then fast forward to 2008 financial crisis, there was an increased demand for training in the testing and inspection industry. And my wife Pooja and I started offering classes and training for those people out of our home. We started AEIS from our living room. We began with small inspection testing jobs and grew the company from there. Today, over 11 years later, we are proud to have talented staff, a state-of-the-art lab and facility, and top clients like Port Authority, MTA, New York City DOP, and other groups in the private sector.
Well, that certainly is an impressive background. Really bring a lot of experience to the table for sure. And thanks for hitting on some of the highlights along the way there. Now, tell us about the importance of testing and inspection in projects. I think a lot of folks don't even stop to think about how important this really is.
For every infrastructure project, safety should always be the number one priority. To build a great project, as per the design team's vision, it should adhere as closely as possible to the original schematic and be safe for use, for everyone afterwards. That's where testing and inspection plays a critical part. Testing and inspection can provide the data necessary for the entire team and stakeholders to know what they are doing is actually on the mark, on track, or off track. You know, as you know, one small mistake left unfixed in a large setting like an airport or a train project can be disastrous. With so many different people and companies working on a given project, testing and inspection can ensure a project has the right outcomes and maximize safety for all. It is one of the best investments a firm can make in their project and cost-effective as well.
Now, Mr. Goyal, taking that even further, what kind of projects does AEIS specialize in the most?
AEIS focuses on infrastructure projects, such as bridges, transportation hubs like airports, and other large-scale projects. That's our specialty. Huge projects that can span miles with millions of square feet require very complicated large-scale deployment. That's our strength. And within that sphere, heavy amounts of steel structures, that's our specialty as well. we use non-destructive testing, or NDT, which is a series of analytical techniques you can use to evaluate the properties of a structure without causing damage and understand aspects of the structure to make decisions. Recently, we worked on the Verrazano Bridge's upper deck replacement, which included over 8 miles of bridge wells that needed testing. That's a huge deployment where a specialist is needed. We completed the job successfully to meet client objectives while also ensuring greatest possible safety outcomes. Other than that, currently we are working on the LaGuardia Airport, Henry Hudson Bridge, Throgs Neck Bridge, and the Moynihan Station project.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Nagesh Goyal, the president and co-founder at Atlas Evaluation and Inspection Services, or AEIS, a leading infrastructure inspection agency based in New Jersey that works throughout the New York City, the tri-state area, and nationally to help structure owners and builders create structures with the greatest possible safety outcomes. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Goyal, what features does infrastructure inspections look at, such as geotechnical aspects, soil, concrete, steel, and welding? Touch on some of those details. That would be great.
Broadly speaking, AIS examines a number of critical areas. You know, this includes geotechnical and civil, structural steel, fire code, mechanical electrical plumbing, or as they call it, MEP, and architectural aspects. NDT techniques play an important role in all the testing, although we use destructive testing to verify some properties. For each of those areas, we have specialists who have deep experience in the field. There is a project manager and a technical director who is a professional engineer overseeing the team of project staff. Technical expertise and experience are incredibly important to us at AEIS, so clients can be assured they are in the best and most experienced hands. When it comes to infrastructure inspections, everything is based on the project specifications and approved drawings. We look at building codes, then our inspectors use checklists to confirm that things are done as they are supposed to be done. Let's say someone is building a steel structure. Are they using the correct welding procedure? Is the person doing the welding, are they qualified in doing it correctly? AIS ensures that different aspects of drawings, like sizes, quantity, lengths of various parts, they are all installed as planned. Due to the large scale of the project and with so many teams involved, nothing is totally defect-free. But our work means finding the problems and help the client in solving them. Doing this, we increase the safety, and that's the most important thing.
It certainly is, especially where there's a lot of folks that pass through in and out every day, thousands, if not millions a week. And again, we really appreciate what you and your firm does in the space. Tell us about the role and importance of data and new technologies in your industry.
Well, technology has transformed every industry, and especially ours. There's no field today that does not use data technology. Yet, as an industry, we haven't even begun to maximize the data and inspection and testing field. It's an exciting frontier, and we are AIS at looking to use data and technology to help clients create the best short and long-term project outcomes. Data can give you cost savings, but also enhance safety on the project. For example, let's say a contractor has 3 different welding procedures. On a large-scale project lasting 2-3 years, you know, in a month or two after analyzing the captured data, you can figure out which procedure is most effective and efficient because you have been measuring the outcomes from those. And there are so many other ways to increase efficiency with data.
Mr. Goy, thanks for your input in those regards. Finally, what is the future of testing, inspection, and certification? Love to hear your input on that looking ahead.
At EIS, we always are looking at the future to get optimal results and outcomes for our clients. We talked about data capturing. Now, the goal is to find ways to integrate the data into existing systems. First, all this data you're capturing and analyzing needs to be actionable. Second, we need to pay attention to the construction project data management systems and make sure we are using it optimally. Making sure these two aspects are improved would make things more streamlined, efficient, and cost-effective. The other aspect to keep in mind is the increased use of robotics. It's a very exciting frontier. The future of our industry is to keep projects the safest, highest quality as possible. We do this through deep experience, interest, and technical expertise. We are proud to work with some of the area's largest groups and clients and to deliver results that make projects safer and better every day.
Well, I got to tell you, you're certainly in an interesting industry, and we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today to share a little bit about the importance of infrastructure inspections across the country, and really appreciate again what you do on behalf of AEIS. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further information online and a way to be in contact. Where is the best place online to do so?
The best way to is to send us an email at info@aeis.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Goyle, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Eric, thank you for having me, and you have a good day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Mr. Nagesh Goyle, the president and co-founder of Atlas Evaluation and Inspection Services, or AEIS, a leading infrastructure inspection agency based in New Jersey. And for all the details, simply visit AEIS.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.